one of my sort of hobbies is I've done a lot of research on photic and auditory driving, which are two really interesting naturally occurring things that happen in loads of different indigenous music. It's continual stimuli of a certain frequency, and it's always very small frequencies. And what people do is they entrain to that particular brain state that they're being stimulated with, either by photic flashing or by auditory sound. This goes back to, indigenous rituals performed by shaman in the Peruvian Amazon and stuff. They would beat a drum at a certain number of wave cycles per second, usually 4 to 6 wave cycles per second, which is in brain state, which is theta brain state, which is a very creative brain state. And then they'd have someone else, while the shaman was beating the drum, fanning the flames on a fire at the same time, at the same speed, and people would all eventually entrain into this brain state. In modern club culture and in seeing modern club events and modern rave events and things like that, you're seeing people entrain to the same brain state. You've got strobes, you have lighting that everyone's taking in, you have big time photic driving, and the music is auditory driving.
That's why people get so excited at a rock concert and tear up the seats. It's nothing to do with the fact they like Elvis. It's because their metabolism is being governed by the bass and the rhythm and the light. And that's what it's all about. And that's what's interesting with rave and techno culture, is it has reduced down in the West for the first time what is so-called popular music and youth culture to a ritual which admits to and utilizes the most arcane and ancient methods for achievement of altered states and a celebration of that contact with otherness.
Standing in the middle of a dance floor, even if you're on something or if you're not on something, I've had moments where I've just been overwhelmed. Like, you know that chill feeling you get, like the kind of like, you know, the overwhelmed sensation that something wonderful is going on.
There is something there, there's an energy, a vibe that just draws you to it, and it's like a love, it's just pure, it's love, you know? It's a good feeling.
It definitely gets your soul to a level that you can't reach just by, you know, being normal or being a regular person every day.
After you're dancing for like 10 hours straight, you kind of tend to like transcend your normal capabilities.
When we talk about these altered states of consciousness, we're really talking about changing the way that we perceive time. You're listening to these drums, it's really loud, your whole body's vibrating, and pretty soon you lose track of time, and your rhythm sort of starts to sync up with the rhythm of the drums, and when you're with a group of people and everybody syncs up, then you can connect with everybody on a higher level.
Jesus and the apostles used to do dance rituals, and they used to embody spirit through dance. And the Last Supper was not about sitting down around a table and breaking host, it was about getting together and dancing.
It was a total, like, as close as you can get to God. This is the closest I've ever felt to being with God.
Rave music and techno music and the new dance music is the flowering of new spirituality.
I mean,
the law, country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, April 10th, 2006. And this, once again, as you've probably guessed, if you've surmised it properly, if you've dusted everything using your CSI skill set, it would be Newsreel, the wall global set rep for core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. RAND Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this program, you are taking a stand too, vicariously, by extension, through us. You can read the news stories along with me if you can read and if you can see. If you can't see, very sorry about being blind, but it's a miracle how you're able to work your computer. Of course, you can get those Braille keyboards and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had them in that movie with
like
that guy.
Like, you can
guy,
go over websites and
stuff.
Goes right over your fingers. It's awesome.
That'd be a fucking trip. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. It must be interesting for blind people. I'd like to know how many blind people... If you're blind and you listen to the show, can you write me a letter? Because I'd like to know how many blind people listen to the show.
There you go.
And you're doing stuff by listening to the show. And you can read all the news stories along with me, or Braille, or feel all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, which can be reached at Sean_Kennedy, SEAN_Kennedy.livejournal.com. And this would be a free media podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, SRN1, and 99 Nuke FM, your home for all mutations. And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit, which means that you can remix it, you can give it to Mormons, you can hand it out to people in Salt Lake City after all the shops have closed.
Oh, yeah. What else are they
going
to do?
Well, I mean, really, what are you going to do there? How has your week been, Sim? How's your voice?
Pretty good.
Are you loud?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Are you loud?
I'm loud enough.
Are you?
Loud, loud.
Loud, loud.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, we're okay.
We got some exciting things coming up.
We do?
Yeah.
What are the exciting things we have coming up?
Well, your second book is now edited.
Oh, God.
Getting ready for being released sometime
and
in the next future.
Huge props. Huge props. Got to go out to whatever her online name is.
Don't know. I don't know if she has
her online name. But,
it's going to be in the book, so Corrine.
Yeah, and then we actually had a deal, which is that if she keeps editing, I'll keep writing. So, I mean, I'll have to
pretty
start...
Pretty fair deal.
I guess I'll have to start thinking about another book, which,
yeah.
You know, three guesses what genre that's going to be in. But,
comedy.
Well, you know...
Lighthearted, you know, romance novel, I think,
well,
really.
I'm thinking more... I was thinking about actually cranking out an After Now novel, but it's hard
don't
to actually...
Don't say that.
Well, I was thinking about it.
People
you know,
go nuts. It's a good idea.
Well, it's different, you know, and that way I could, like, exercise my post-apocalyptic, you know, so I enjoy that
they're
sort
fun.
Of genre, and it'd be good, you know, and those who are the rabid fans, you know. It's,
they'll eat it up.
They probably will. I guess they'll buy it.
Yep.
You know, whatever.
And also the next episode of Patrolling is coming out very soon. It's going to be an hour long, actually.
An hour long?
Yes.
What's this one all about?
Stuff.
Stuff and stuff and stuff.
A lot of heady stuff.
A lot of heady
not
stuff.
Too, not too many, you know, put together projects on this one.
Well, a lot of me talking.
A little bit. Yeah.
No worries. I'm sure they'll complain and
less,
hate it.
Less sitting around.
We hate you, Sean.
Less
we
sitting around
you.
On concrete this time.
Yes, we hate you. We hate your show. Your show is different than the last show.
We don't like different.
We don't like different. We want everything the same.
Same and forever.
Same and forever. Okay, and what else?
Oh, that's it.
That's it?
That's, you want
that's,
more?
That's well, yeah. Everybody wants more all the time. It's more, more, more. More free stuff.
That's enough.
Okay. got some feedback here. Got some feedback straight up. Dear Sean. Sorry. I'm not going to go into the Strong Bad impersonation. It's funny because I'll watch Strong Bad and then
it's
I'll be
It's funny
like,
off of the mic.
Well, it is funny because I'll like do that. I'll be like walking around the house. I'm like, honey, where did I leave my stuff? And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. You know. Anyway, dear Sean. I think you'll appreciate this. I was at my girlfriend's grandparents' house last night.
Weird.
And her grandfather gave me the latest issue of the U.S. Naval Institute's annual magazine, Proceedings. Who the hell thought up that
Proceedings.
Magazine? What are we going to call this manual? The Proceedings. Sounding pretty dark.
Very official.
He's U.S. Navy retired. I was just leaving through the magazine, reading all the heavy naval material. Wow. I mean, and those naval guys are, like, really intense. You know what I mean?
Oh, I bet.
Like... You know, to actually subscribe to a magazine called Proceedings. I mean, that's some pretty riveting.
Sounds dry.
Yeah.
Proceedings.
So, anyway, when I found an article called Toast to the POW's Host. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Although the article isn't available online, you can find it in the table of contents, which he's listed. The article details the unique friendship of a network of some 90 Vietnam veterans, both Vietnamese and American, who have been meeting at the restaurant in... I'm going to fuck up this Vietnamese pronunciation here. Of Nguyen Van Toi, who started up a restaurant in Alexandria, Virginia. You're saying that soldiers will always drink with soldiers appears to be tried and true. If you're not good, if you're at a good indie bookstore, you might be able to pick it up. It's a quick page, but worth the read. So, yeah, it's interesting, because I always say that, you know, soldiers are universal, they drink with other soldiers. So you have, like, these Vietnamese war vets and these American war vets getting together and, like, having a drink and saying, remember that time you tortured me with the bamboo in the cage? That was great.
Reminds me of that cartoon with the Wile E. Coyote and the sheep herder dog.
Yeah.
Where they punch into work and then they go at it, and then after work they go out.
That's exactly it.
Take the bus home.
That was sent in by Alien Binary, which was pretty good. And those were good cartoons. Of course, you can't watch those cartoons anymore because I guess there's no marketing and there's no card game related to it. So now
there's a lot of racism in them. So when
there wasn't any fucking racism. It's a cartoon and it was funny.
Oh yeah, you know the blackface and that.
So what? It was funny. Fuck off. Kids don't understand racism. They're like, whatever.
I didn't.
So. Well, yeah. I'm not racist. Fine.
No.
You know, I mean, you're vegan for Christ's sakes.
But it's all PC now.
Yeah, well, and that's great, isn't it? Oh, I'm so happy things are PC. Nobody gets offended. Really prepares people for the real world.
That's
right. Yeah, don't get me started.
To be offended with the real world.
Don't get me started. Trying to get me started. To Sean Kennedy and Sumerian.
Ooh.
Ooh, we're in trouble because they called you your
phone. Spelled right, too.
Spelled right, too, yeah. I must thank you for your continued support and recognition of the space program. Thank you, Sumerian, for your commission, recognition, support of the space program.
No problem. I will continue that, too.
There is so much geopolitical incest and debauchery taking place that we've all become fixated on these irrelevant dramas. The fact is, leaders come and go. Wars reach conclusions, and economics recover from recession. Space travel, however, is a pursuit that has yet to be truly realized. It's the 21st century, and our achievements in the realm of outer space exploration and development have been mostly theoretical. Mishmash posted on websites about how, quote, one day we might have a moon base on the moon. Which, obviously, where the fuck else are you going to have a moon base?
On another moon?
I know you value the space program dearly, as do I. I urge you to make mention of our species conquest of the murky night sky often and with fervor. Too many people have regulated rocketry and satellites to the backs of their minds and allowed trivial bullshit to occupy their thoughts. Remind people that we could be on Mars! There's 3 exclamation points on that. So it should be actually, we could
Very
be
important.
On Mars!
Mars is capitalized, too.
Yeah, so is on. On Mars! It's time to put down the Xbox controllers and pick up a telescope. Sean, save our pioneering spirit, healthy fire.
Some good poetry there.
There is.
I heard some alliteration, too.
Base. He didn't actually say moon base on the moon. I put the moon base on the moon.
Okay.
He's very well written, you know.
Yes.
He's all like, save our pioneering spirit, Sean. It's all up to you.
Dun, Captain, dun, dun.
Captain America still needs your help. You know, it's like, holy shit.
Buy war bonds today.
You know, buy war bonds today. Buy space bonds. They should have space bonds.
There
space
you go.
Bonds would be fucking tight. Well, you know you can buy that real estate on other planets and stuff like that?
Yeah, except you can't actually go there and claim it.
Well,
because nobody owns it.
You could.
If you have enough.
I was thinking about.
You could.
There was a while there, you know, where I was actually thinking about when I was kind of suicidal and I didn't really know what the hell I was going to do with my life. I was considering building a rocket ship to do an illegal launch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to do the world's first illegal launch. And I'd probably die in the vacuum of space, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
But the thing is they wouldn't know for sure. If I could just
is
make sure
still
that the
up
rocket.
There?
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like this weird mythical end. I mean, could you think of a better end for someone? Rather than Hunter S. Thompson
I thought
shooting
you wanted
himself.
To go, yeah.
Imagine if he shot himself into space.
I thought you wanted to take over the space station. Like an act of. Like
an act of piracy. I'll go up there and be the world's first interstellar terrorist.
Yes.
That would be harsh. no, well, terrorism just isn't as cool as it used to be ever since 9/11, you know.
It's got a black eye
on
it.
Yeah, it's kind of. They wrecked it. You know, they really did. Then the pirates.
They made it uncool.
Cruisers. Yeah, they really just fucked it all up, you know. And I wanted to be a pirate when before nobody knew about it. You know, now everybody's all doing the piracy thing, and
that's
it's gay.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I'm still thinking about space, though. I mean, I think that if I was going to do it, I'd want to launch, put myself into some, like, drug-stated torpor, crash into Mars, just stagger far enough away from the craft so I could plant a pirate flag and then die. Yeah.
Yep. With your hands still on the pirate flag on the ground.
Yeah. And I'd, like, you know, mummify myself. It'd be wicked. But, you know, these are the, you know, drug-induced frenzies that I go on when drinking too much Robitussin. Dear Sean and Sim, I was listening to this week's archive this morning. This week's archive, the whole archive he listened to it in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to say a couple things about VoIP in general, voice over IP. This is from last show. We're talking about voice over
right.
IP.
Right. We must have made some mistakes.
That's right. Of course. And we're going to get called on it right fucking now. I work for a WISP, wireless ISP. They're called WISP.
First time I've heard of that, but...
We also do cool VoIP. Name. He's a wispy VoIPer. I just wanted to point out that after Katrina, it was not Ma Bell, it was not Comcast, it was not any megacorp that got the phones back out. It was the privately owned WISPs. A bunch of money from various WISP organizations around the country and VoIP that got telephone service to the Red Cross shelters. The current administration of this country doesn't give two shits about small business and wants all of us to die so that we can have two choices for internet service. Ma Bell or the Cable Co. Once they have control, you can say goodbye to the internet as we know it, or actually, I can say goodbye to the internet as I know it. Yours will probably be okay for a little while longer. Want to go to rantradio.com? I'm sorry, the views of rantradio.com conflict with the views of Ma Bell. Access denied. My girlfriend already can't use my mail server because Bell South and AT&T want all her email to go through their mail server, so they filter outbound port 25. Just like a lot of mega ISPs, you can't run your own web server, you can't run your own mail server. If we detect multiple computers on your connection, we terminate it or charge you more. It's disgusting, and it's only going to get worse. Right now, with my VoIP phone, I have two local phone numbers. I can call anywhere from the country for free, and I have insanely cheap internet rates. Call waiting, call forwarding, blind transfer, attendant transfer, voicemail that gets emailed to me. And it all connects to a 100% standard cheap generic telephone I picked up at Radio Shack for $9.99. And the best part of all, I'm not giving a single penny to the telephone company. With the recent deregulation of the phone companies and the recent mergers intended to resurrect Ma Bell, it won't be very long before the internet in the United States as highly resembles the internet in China. Anyway, I just had to rant about that for a little bit. I feel better now. I'm going back to listening to the rest of the show. And that was from Dylan.
There's a clear advantage for privatization of products.
There you go. And is saying that,
less control into one person's
hands.
Well,
I mentioned that I thought, convergence wasn't so shit hot. I'm not a big fan of convergence. I don't like everything all going through one box. Not so big on
it. Kind of dangerous. One thing goes down, the whole thing goes down. Right?
And then Dylan was like, fuck you, Sean. You know not of what you speak. Shut your mouth. I'll come over your house and kick you in the nuts. So, nobody made a really good point there, and I didn't know that, and you're probably right.
I didn't know that
either. But luckily, I've gone through the way of the dark side, so I'm looking forward to the internet being like China. I want it to be, so that we don't have any conflicting views, and that way we can get one world government instated.
One world, one people, one voice.
We can start loading the wrong kind of people into cattle cars.
That's
like,
right.
Stuff like that. That'll be good.
Yeah.
And then eventually, we'll have political re-education camps. And
morals are way out of whack right now.
What's that?
Morals are way out of whack.
Oh, it was totally wrong. Everything's, they don't have the death penalty. I mean, come on, we got to get that death penalty back.
That's right.
We got to start electrocuting people and stuff.
Kill the dissidents.
Well, not the dissidents, just dissidents.
Silence the voice.
What voice? What are you talking about? What voice? These people aren't saying anything. Give me a break. They haven't done a single thing. We need to get to space. It's about space.
If we don't focus.
Can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, Sim. Of course, you're a vegan, so you don't eat fucking
There's no
omelets.
Eggs being broken here.
Opinion piece.
Okay.
Dear Sean and Sim, this is the news about how the U.S. Senate approves immigration laws, which might force illegal immigrants to be sent back to their countries. in my previous statements, I was actually kind of joking about that, but I realize I've set myself up for a hell of a fall here. This is the news about how the U.S. Senate approves immigration laws which might force illegal immigrants to be sent back to their countries. A couple of hundred of students in my high school cut classes to protest today. Well, I'm sure they'll really pay attention to a bunch of high school kids protesting. What's your take on it all? Should the amount of 10 million illegals be sent back or incarcerated like a criminal when all they did was work jobs that no one will do? Should employers, good Samaritans, be arrested for helping these illegals? What is your opinion? And that's from Rocky Z. So this is on the whole deportation jobby. Now, what he's talking about here is this news story, which I have here, which I've linked to on the show, which is the Senate Judiciary Committee approved sweeping election year immigration legislation Monday that clears the way for 11 million illegal aliens to seek U.S. citizenship without having first leave the country. After days of street demonstrations that stretch from California to the grounds of the U.S. Capitol, a coalition of Democrats and Republicans also agreed to strip out proposed criminal penalties for residents found to be in this country illegally. All Americans want fairness, and they got it this evening, said Senator Edward M. Kennedy. So this was the legislation that was passed regarding this. Massachusetts Democrat, which plays a pivotal role in drafting the legislation. The 12-6 vote was an unusual, with the majority of Republicans opposed to the measures, even though the party controls the Senate. Committee Chairman Arlene Specter, great name, voted for the bill, but signaled some of the provisions could well be changed by the full Senate debate on Tuesday. In general, the bill is designed to strengthen the Border Patrol, create new opportunities for so-called guest workers, and determine the legal future of the estimated 11 million immigrants living in the United States illegally. So, this is...
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people that they're saying, now are able to apply and blah, 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 blah. Which, makes me kind of go, what the fuck is the point
Kind of.
Having a border.
Kind of,
if
huh?
If you're going to have a border and they're illegal immigrants. So I'll discuss my opinion on this. My opinion on this is as follows. If you're in the country illegally, means you're not supposed to be there. It means you're trespassing. Okay? Should they be arrested and deported? Abso-fucking-lutely. There's lots of people who want to come to the through the country through legitimate means. If you're not supposed to be there, you're trespassing. Well, they're just working jobs no one else would be willing. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. There's lots of people who want to work. There's homelessness all over,
lots
or joblessness all
yeah.
over the United States. There's lots of people who want to work, okay? So you can't sit there and tell me, oh, yeah, so the fact that they pass this law that says, oh, now they can, you know, just come on in and then you can apply for it. I mean, that's fucking pointless. What's the point of having the border? Why even have Border Patrol? If well, you make it past the Border Patrol,
you're good.
You get rewarded. It's ridiculous. It's retarded. I have no idea.
So the logical conclusion, well, people will try to get across the border.
And all they got to do is get past the border guards.
Because I think the only penalty for not getting across is just being sent back.
Yeah,
then you can try again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so my whole take on this shit is as follows, that, you know, realistically, if they're going to... Now, you got to bear in mind, this got nothing to do with being fair. It's got fuck all to do with being fair. Nobody gives a shit about being fair. It has to do with slave labor. Is what it has to do. What they're doing is they sell, you know, the American dream to people in South America. They cross the border. They work shit jobs for low money because they're illegal. Okay? And so it's slavery.
No benefits.
Yeah.
Underpaid.
Oh, yeah. They're totally fucked. And people are like, Sean, I can't believe you're like that. I can't believe you want slaves. That's my problem. I'm like, I happen to think the Mexican people are a noble and proud people, deserving of just as equal pay and equal wage as everybody else.
And also, guess what? Once these people are made legal, they aren't going to be paid that small wage anymore.
No!
And the small wage will go to somebody else who will work
yeah,
it
exactly.
for nothing.
So this isn't helping anybody. Wrong. It's helping the businesses, isn't it? It's helping because now in the southern states are all like, well, if they sent out all the illegals, we'd lose all of our slave labor. And then what the fuck would we do?
They'd have to raise prices.
Exactly. So,
or find more slave labor.
Yeah.
Or ship it overseas.
This is a bullshit slogan. This is like completely bunk. And they got all these high school kids going, no, this is like, shut the fuck up. You have no idea what you're even talking about. You have no idea who you're actually hurting these people who are coming into the country. And again, like, the whole thing is so incredibly asinine that it's about money. It's just fucking, it makes me nuts. But that's how they want to run things, I guess. What's your take? Do you think I'm full of shit here or what?
Well, there's pros and cons for both sides.
Noted. Imagine that. There's pros and cons.
And it's hard to
get
say
off
what
the
is
fucking
better.
Fence, Megan. What? Come on.
I'm undecided. Really, it's very tough. If they legalize them, then where are all these companies going to get these people that are going to work for these small amounts of wages? Either those companies will disappear, or they'll be shipped overseas, or they'll find new people to work for those low wages.
Well,
and these people that are now legal are out of work.
Yeah.
Because they can't find. They have to be paid legally.
No, I don't agree with that justification at all. I don't. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, it's like we're cigarette vendors, and if you don't buy our cigarettes, then we're not going to put on these sporting events anymore. No. It's like, if you can't make your business work without using illegal tactics, then you don't have a legitimate business, and that's all part of the Darwinian logic that our world is made of. You know, that's the way it works. But, you know, I guess... I'm bad for that. I ask your opinion, then I tell you you're stupid. Which is, you know, I mean, it really encourages you.
The fans have known to come love that process, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's why they listen in. Sam, what do you think? Oh, fuck, you're stupid. You're so dumb.
Shot down
again. In the news, in Robotic Takeover 2, it's from Wyandi. Send me a shitload of news. Thank you very much.
Cool. Wyandi.
Unmanned aerial vehicles have soared the skies in Afghanistan and Iraq for years, spotting enemy encampments, projecting military bases, and even launching missile attacks against suspected terrorists. Now UAVs may be landing in the United States. A House of Representatives panel on Wednesday heard testimony from police agencies that envision using UAVs for everything from border security to domestic surveillance high above American cities. Private companies also hope to use UAVs for tasks such as aerial photography and pipeline monitoring. So this is using... robots, unmanned aerial vehicles,
to be watching
people. Yeah. Now, they're saying that what they're going to be doing here is domestic surveillance. So it'll be like, oh shit, the UAVs are up. And they're like, you know, I mean, This is going to make the whole, like, surveillance state, anti-surveillance state people, you know, those treasonous motherfuckers.
Blow who, their heads.
This, their head's going to come off because the robots are in the sky watching.
The robots are in the sky watching.
There's robots in the sky!
I told you.
Watch the run on camnets go through the roof. There's going to be a run on camnets. Guys are going to be, like, building, you know, putting tinfoil on their windows to make sure that the UAVs. We need additional technology to supplement manned aircraft surveillance and current ground assets to ensure more effective monitoring of United States territory. Michael Coastlink, Assistant Commissioner of Homeland Security, Customs, and Border Protection Bureau, told the House Transportation Subcommittee. Coastlink was talking about patrolling the U.S. borders and ports from altitudes of 12,000 feet on automated operations currently underway in Arizona. So it's already happening. But that's only the beginning of the potential of surveillance from the side, from the sky. In a scene that could have been inspired by the movie Minority Report. That's the big movie that everybody's talking about now. It's from Minority Report. Remember that movie? Minority Report? This is it. Murder. Fuck, I love that shit. Mind crimes. You're gonna die in there. In a movie, it could have been inspired by the movie Minority Report. Of course, it could have been inspired by the movie Poltergeist as well. Could have been inspired by Cheech and Chong's Up in Fucking Smoke. Could have been inspired by the life of fucking Brian.
Could have been.
One North Carolina county is using UAVs equipped with low light and infrared cameras to keep watch on its citizens. Keep watch. The aircraft has been dispatched to monitor gatherings of motorcycle riders at the Gaston County Fairgrounds just a few hundred feet in the air. Close enough to identify faces and many more uses, such as aerial detection of marijuana fields are planned.
You're all busted.
We're going to watch the bikers and look for drugs. It's terrifying.
Those are the terrorists.
Those are the terrorists.
The biggest problems in our country.
Well, they are terrorists, actually. If you could eliminate all organized crime, yeah, that'd be a huge fucking deal. I'm all about using military assets against bikers. Personally, I think it's a good idea. You know, I'm like, oh, look, it's the Hell's Angels. Have an Apache gunship. You can't do that. Fuck you. Die. They're a legitimate use of airspace, and they need to play by the same rules as everyone else. Melissa Rudiger, Vice President of Regulatory Affairs of the Aircraft Owners Pilots Association, said in a telephone interview. Pilots undergo extensive training on collision detection and avoidance. Planes that fly at night are required to have certain types of lights, for instance. Operating an aircraft near busy airports and government parlance, Class B airports, requires a transporter that broadcasts its altitude, blah, 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 blah. So apparently what she's saying is that
those can't be up there. They'll crash into things.
They'll crash into things, and anti-collision rules don't apply to UAVs. So she's all like, she's pulling the same shit that the ACLU always pulls. No, no, no! Can't do that! Can't watch, you know, the borders and stuff. That interferes with the rights of these people who aren't even members of our society and aren't part of our country, shouldn't be subject to our laws. But whatever! You know. Not a big deal. No, no, no. No, no, no. I mean, I'm sure it was up to the ACLU. The cops wouldn't even have guns, but whatever.
So, a watch state is a polite state.
You're fucking right, it's a watch state. I'm all about the surveillance society. All about it. I think that, you know what they're doing now in the States? They're giving all cops cameras, like alien style, so that everything the cop does is on camera. Perfect. Out fucking standing. Wonderful. The cops love it.
That's nice and fair.
It's super fair. It's beyond fair. Yeah. So that way when you go to court and the judge is like, what happened here? Well, the guy took a swing at me. But he goes, no, it was police brutality. Well,
rewind.
Let's just watch the fucking tape. Oh, look at that. You were drunk and stoned and you swung at the cop and so he tasered your ass. And then they sicked the dogs on you because you deserved it. Oh, well, go
case
to jail.
Closed.
Case closed. Please report for your injections. You know, I mean, it's just, it's retarded. So I'm all about the UAV. What do you think of the UAVs? Do you like the UAV concept or what?
Obviously, we need to make sure everything's safe in our cities.
Goddamn right. But it's not too safe right now. Got to tell you that.
Lots of crime still going on.
Lots of crime. People are like, terrorism. Fuck terrorism. We need to get rid of crime. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing how much crime there is. It's embarrassing.
It is.
You got these fucking triads and Tong and Yakuza, the fucking Hell's Angels, and you got every other big red machine, rock machine, organized gang. I mean, the Crips and the Bloods. How long have the Crips and the Bloods been running shit down in New York? The fucking mafia. How long have they been in the shit there's fans for? They love that stuff. Oh, he's the godfather. What the fuck? They're a bunch of pimps, thieves, and drug-dealing bags of shit. Mm-hmm. And they need to be stopped so that we can stop losing our kids to fucking sick. You know, now, the war on drugs. there's lots of problems with the war on drugs. And the problem is that with the war on drugs, somehow marijuana wound up in the war on drugs. Marijuana is the only drug out there that I kind of put into the category with alcohol and caffeine. Okay? Now, there's a lot of people who disagree with me on that one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but when you look at things like, you can't compare methamphetamines with weed. Okay? It doesn't work like that. And, yeah, there's the crazy hydro weed that's all, like, nutty now that the bikers use and get kids hooked on it and shit like that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? But if you could, you know, tax that shit, you know, and use the cops to fund that, and your population would be mellow as fuck if you legalize weed. Like, your cities would just... Crime rate goes through the goddamn floor. Nobody
cares anymore.
I don't understand it. You know, I'm all for, you know, legalization of that. But, you know, now, I'm all for legalization of marijuana. Okay, I'm all for that. I'm also all for using the U.S. Army fucking Rangers against organized crime. That needs to get sorted the fuck out. Well, it'll be a war in the streets. Only for a few days.
And then it'll be over.
And then those motherfuckers will get shot. And that's how that shit works. Well, you'll never get rid of it utterly. No, but we'll have some serious Torquemada witch hunter motherfuckers hunting these guys down to the end of the earth. And that's what they need to do. The merger of police and military in the cities is inevitable. It's inevitable. You cannot avoid that because the criminal element is becoming so fucking aggressive now.
It's beyond the police's scope.
It's beyond the fucking police's scope. The Hollywood bank robberies, if anything should have woken people up to that, the infamous Hollywood bank robberies are wandering around with fucking high-speed, low-drag, fucking fully automatic AK-47s and heavy body armor. What'd the cops do? Well, none of the cops got shot, thank Jesus. Right? But what'd they do? They ran to the gun store, bought a bunch of guns. That's not really the time to be stocking up on tactical carbines, okay?
No.
You want to wait, you know, to have a bit of training before that. So now, in the States, they're talking about ditching the shotguns out of the cars and giving these guys tactical carbines in their cars instead of shotguns.
Oh, really?
And they should, because, I mean, a shotgun, granted, the shotgun's a very good tool for the right kind of job, but realistically, you know, these cops, they need to be able to take a long gun out and make a shot.
Yeah,
you know, you got some guy at fucking 400 yards out in the field, you know, and he's got the knife to the girl's throat or whatever. I mean, yeah, you put a scope on that and pick your eye.
Yeah, got the right tools.
Yeah, exactly.
For the job, and if they have to go to a gun store to get the right tools.
That's fucking, there's something not on there, and it's always the same gig, and it's always the ACLU vilifying cops, saying, oh, they're evil, they're this, they're that, and it's just bullshit. We need to understand that most police officers and law enforcement... And anyone in law enforcement, not just the cops, but I mean the corrections, all those guys, sheriffs, all that shit throughout the entire United States and Canada are in fact the good guys. Rather than, you know, we got a whole culture now that's based on, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto and stuff, and everybody who's running around killing people is suddenly being glorified.
There's bad apples in everyone, and you just got to get rid of the bad apples.
Yeah, but not only have we got to get rid of the bad apples, we got to stop glorifying guys who are like, yeah, we kill people and it's funny. You know, there's a difference between entertainment with, like, the Juggalos and Insane Clown Posse, okay, saying, you know, we're going to stick an axe in your face, har, har, har. Okay, some dark humor there. Not a big deal. Ice-T, back in the day, okay? He was making a lot of point there. He was always talking about, like, you look at a lot of his albums, they've always got shit saying the violence is bad, blah, 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 blah. And now it's just straight glorification of fucking violence, and guys are just freaking out. And you got the video games doing it, you got everything doing it. Now, that's understandable. That I'm not saying ban video games. No. We need to start, you know, maybe thinking about the good guys again. Understanding, you know, cops are actually the good guys. Fire department, good guys. Soldiers, good guys.
They need to make some more fire department video games and police video
shit
games.
Shit like that. You know, rather than, you know, you got all these kids wandering around with the support your local Hells Angels fucking t-shirts on. Makes me nuts. Makes me nuts. Anyway, so I'm all about the UAVs. And more! On the Surveillance Society news, New Yorkers, get ready for your close-up. The NYPD is installing 505 surveillance cameras around the city and pushing to safeguard Lower Manhattan with a ring of steel that could track hundreds of thousands of people and cars a day, authorities revealed the other day. The police cameras will constantly keep watch over neighborhoods plagued by crime and monitor potential terror targets as the city moves to put another 1,200 cops on the streets, Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said. 1,200 new jobs for cops. The exact locations of the cameras were not revealed, but the electronic eyes will be set up in 253 spots, including many Operation Impact Zones. Operation Impact Zones. High crime areas already targeted by teams of cops. They'll serve to reinforce safety already stabilized by Operation Impact and serve as a high visibility deterrent and investigative tool in other outdoor public areas. It shouldn't be a high visibility deterrent, actually. You should hide it, because if it's a high visibility deterrent, people are going to be like, fucking shooting them and stuff, you know. So they want to, they should cam them up. They shouldn't, you know, camouflage rather than camera up. Kelly said, recording high quality images, the electronic sentinels will help the city's finest track down criminals and terrorists, as well as provide valuable evidence to convict them. Most of the cameras will be clearly marked, so crooks will know their every move is being recorded by the cops, which is pointless. It's pointless. They shouldn't do that.
I don't know. If there's cameras everywhere and the criminals know there's cameras everywhere, they're going to do anything ever in any area of that?
Yeah, but there's still bags of shit that are just going to be more adept. You don't want to, like, encourage them to do their crime more carefully. You want to get them off the street.
Maybe not show them where the cameras are, but say, this area is saying, monitored.
This whole area is being...
The whole city is monitored. Don't do anything.
Well, yeah, I guess. You know, they should...
Because if they don't tell them that there's cameras...
Should just have, like, you know, guns on the cameras. That way, if they're committing, like, a capital offense, they could just shoot them on the spot because they got the evidence right there. Most of the cameras will be clearly marked, so crooks know their every move is being recorded by the cops. The NYPD also tested audio sensors that would allow the cameras to point direction of gunshots, sources said. The cameras would put up in Brooklyn first before spreading to other boroughs. Okay. City Hall is paying for the cameras using $9.1 million in Homeland Security funds. The NYPD has also applied for $81.5 million in federal aid to install surveillance cameras, computerized license plate readers, and vehicle barriers around Lower Manhattan. $81.5 million to put this in place. Now, that is a shitload of money. $81 million is too much money to be spending.
When you break it down, you probably see that. Tons of cameras, tons of monitors, computer back end, the people that are used to...
$81 million.
Is that for 1 year? Is that for 10 years?
I don't know, man, but I just
repairs kinda, in the cameras.
See, you know, everyone knows
to install the cameras.
In government spending, man, it's, you know, the money, people are just sucking on the government tit, man. We gotta figure out a way to get this cost down. You know, there's lots of private people who would be willing to do. I'm not against paying people a good wage, don't get me wrong. But, like, for like this sounds a lot like kind of a money grab, so people are going to be making some $81 million.
Sometimes these are money grabs. Like, you need to monitor your city. Here's all the cameras. There's much how much they cost.
Why don't you pay people to set up cameras in their houses to watch certain streets and certain zones, and you send them a check every month, provided they upload to a certain server? Oh, hey, let's just fucking back end that. So a guy goes out, spends, you know, you have certain criteria, you know, that they have your camera has to be this resolution, whatever. Okay.
Micro-privatizing.
Yeah, micro-privatizing so people can upload their own cameras and they get a check every month. Fucking A. Sounds good to me. You know, that'd be a
Make
better way to do it.
Make your street safe.
You betcha.
Block watch to the extreme.
Yeah, block watch, yeah.
Extreme yeah. Block watch.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea. And then, you know, you could take it one step further and make it like bounty hunting so that if something goes wrong, they're blocked.
Get a reward.
Yeah, they get a reward or, you know,
bonus points.
You do the capital punishment thing again, where it's like, that person was on your cameras slated for destruction. If you get them, you get the bounty. You know, and you can have, like, roving
you
gangs.
You get to throw the switch when they...
No, you shoot them, and then you send out the patrons, you know, and they hunt them down, and you know, they pay, like, $50 an ear or something.
I don't want to live in your world.
It's safe.
I don't want to live in your
it's
world.
It's safe. Everybody's armed.
That sounds
it's
awful.
A good time. The gun stores are putting out good product, I'll tell you. In brain candy news, Chicago. Soaring numbers of American children are being prescribed antipsychotic drugs. Yes, children need to be prescribed antipsychotic.
American children are psychotic.
They're all psychotic, even though they're just developing and their brains are not even developed yet. We're sure they're psychotic. In many cases, for attention deficit disorder and other behavioral problems which these medications have not been proven to work, a study has found. The annual number of children prescribed antipsychotic drugs jumped for fivefold between 1995 and 2002. Wow. An estimated 2.5 million kids.
How many kids are there in the States?
A lot, the study said. This is an increase from 8.6 out of every 1,000 children in the mid-90s to nearly 40 out of 1,000 children.
4%.
4%. Are on antipsychotic drugs.
So for 4% of children are psychotic.
What a fantastic market to farm. Let's get these kids hooked up on drugs, gradually the kids, because, you know, that's 4% of the population, right? They have children. They were on antipsychotics. Pretty soon it's going to be like vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
Take the red pill, take the blue pill. You betcha.
Every morning.
You betcha. The findings are worrisome, quote, because it looks like these medications are being used for large numbers of children in a setting we don't know if they will work, end quote. Said the lead author, Dr. William Cooper, a pediatrician at Vanderbilt Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. I would put it to you that that's not worrying for that reason. I think it's worrying because you have 4% of the American population growing up on drugs.
And were these percentages of kids psychotic before these drugs
came
into place?
Oh, no, they're psychotic. They must be. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on the
drugs.
Where
did they all come from? Why didn't we have them 20 years ago? Or did we have them 20 years ago?
No, of course we didn't have them 20 years ago. What's
making them? This is a Band-Aid for a problem.
Oh, it's easy what's making them. This is what happens. You develop sociopathic children when the children are disconnected. If you have a disconnected child, okay, it's sociopathic. So you have both parents working. Nobody's looking after the kids. The kid gets shipped around from daycare to daycare like a fucking product.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously the child's going to develop some problems. He's being forced on a fucking steady stream diet of electrons. He's watching TV. He's going from screen to screen to screen to screen.
His poor diet, is based probably. From,
yeah, their diet is absolute ass.
Parents aren't home to cook dinner.
You know, their world is nothing but a constant changing screenery labeled by distraction. And we wonder, oh my God, they're getting kind of twitchy. We better fucking dope them the fuck out. Jesus. You know, for the last time, honestly, you know, children are not a fucking fashion accessory. The increased use of antipsychotics since the mid-90s corresponds with the introduction of costly, heavily marketed medications such as Zyprexa and Risperdal. The packaging and information for both say their safety and effectiveness in children have not been established. It says so on the box.
Wow.
Antipsychotics are intended for use against schizophrenia and other psychotic illnesses. These are like major fucking illnesses. Like I hear voices in my head telling me the angels are dead and I must kill my parents. That's when, okay, have the blue pill.
Yeah.
You know, and have a big glass and shut the fuck up. However, attention deficit is sometimes accompanied by temper outbursts and other disruptive behaviors. And you can always tell when they scream things like, help me, I want my mommy, I want to go home now, I'd like to play, you know, things like that. These disruptive behavior. As a result, some doctors prescribe antipsychotics to these children to calm them down. A strategy some doctors and parents say works.
Well, yeah, they're on drugs.
Yeah, you're kicking them and they're like limp and fucking drooling. Yeah, see, he's calm. The drugs, which typically cost several dollars per pill.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Are considered safer than older antipsychotics, at least in adults, but they can still have serious side effects, including weight gain, elevated cholesterol, and diabetes.
Okay, who's the winner in this scenario? Gotta look for where the money's going.
Oh, it would be the pharmaceutical companies. Anecdotal evidence suggests the similar side effects occur in children, but large-scale studies of youngsters are needed. Well, we're going to get them, aren't we?
Yeah.
The researchers analyzed data on youngsters aged 13 who were involved in annual national health surveys. The surveys involved prescriptions given during 100,000 doctor visits. The researchers that used the data to come up with the national estimates. Cooper said some of the increases might reflect repeat prescriptions given to the same child, but he said it is unlikely and noted that his findings echo results from similar studies. Now, the thing is that if you're prescribing more and more drugs to the same child, okay, you don't have to be a doctor to figure out that if you're caught, your kid starts by doing one rail of cocaine, and a month later he's doing five rails of cocaine, pretty soon he's going through an eight ball before breakfast. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Clearly, this is addictive. The kid needs more and more because he's building up tolerance. It's fucking retarded. It's ridiculous.
It's a lifetime prescription.
But, you know, I guess this is all part of what we do here at Rant Media is gradually mapping the destruction of Rome. In Biomod news, sent to me by GeoKing. Who sent me that last one? I don't know. Biomod news, GeoKing sent me that men's testicles may provide ethical source of embryonic stem cells. So a new experts suggest new experiments in mice. Now, we're so fucking concerned with the PC thing that we have to do stem cell research, which saves lives. But of course, we have the demon-haunted world of religion preventing us from doing valuable medical fucking research. At some point, we have to be able to wake up and say, guess what? The dead Jew on the stick doesn't care about the fucking stem cells. Terribly sorry about your opiate of the masses. You know, Jesus Christ wants you to live a healthy, happy fucking life. A team in Germany has successfully grown mouse ESC-like cells from spermatogonial stem cells, which normally turn into sperm. The ESC-like cells can be grown into all tissues in the mouse's body, suggesting the same can be done in men, which provide patients with a source of tissue-matched cells that repair any damaged organ or tissue. So far, all existing colonies of human ESCs have been derived from surplus human embryos. Oh my God, they're killing babies. Leftover from infertility treatments. Because a human embryo is sacrificed. They sacrifice it. They take it out. They dress
on
up in
the
costumes.
Altar.
They have a goat. And
the wavy knife.
In the process, many religious groups oppose such research. Well, who gives a fuck what they say?
Well, most of the stage is religious, and that's why it happens.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Did you know, I was talking to Anki the other day, and I heard a scary story. Do you believe in evolution?
Yes.
You do believe in evolution?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you're part of a very select group?
Yeah, I know.
1 in 4 believe in evolution. You're part of 25% of the population who fucking gets it.
Yeah. It's frightening.
You know?
The rest think rapture's coming and they're going to be saved so they can pillage the earth. And
It's just... Oh.
It's disgusting,
in fact. Disgusting. It's fucking...
People believe the earth is 6,000 years old and we walked with dinosaurs.
Yeah, I
and Jesus is coming back to save us all.
When Jesus comes back... You know, that's the other side of it. You know, because they got all these prophecies, right? I thought about doing this. It was an idea
God
I had for a book.
God talks to George Bush.
God talks to George. But I was thinking, you know... If, let's say, the prophecy guys are right?
Okay.
You know, like Jesus coming back. Well, if that's the case, there's all these things that have to happen first, like the Maitreya.
Okay.
They're always talking about the Maitreya. He's this fucking dude who's like, you know, the Antichrist. No one knows how old he is. He's like the Antichrist, whatever.
I've never
heard
of it.
The Maitreya guy, right?
Yeah.
He's this big, badass motherfucker. Anyway, I've done a lot of research on it, but whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you know, whoever claims to be Jesus, like, let me get this straight. The Antichrist is the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to do a lot of damage and shit, and he's the evil dude, right? And when Jesus comes back, he's going to, like, destroy everything, right? So, okay, if everybody who claims to be the Antichrist or the Christ gets shot, the human race just keeps on going.
Makes sense.
So...
Because you defeated the Antichrist.
Or the Christ.
And Jesus never needs to come back.
And we don't need gods anymore. We really don't. I mean, we don't need gods. What do we need them for? What do we need them for?
We're doing okay.
We don't need them if we got stem cell research. We don't need them if we got ghosts in the machine. We just don't need the gods anymore.
We're able to do everything they used to.
You want to worship something? Worship elephants. They're nice. They live a long time.
Yeah.
They give you a real spiritual kick whenever they look at you.
I think they're vegetarian, too. They don't even fuck with other animals.
Well, they fuck with other animals if they
if
fuck
they
with
fuck,
them.
Yeah.
Don't
lay the smack
lion
down.
Is the king of Africa, provided the elephants say it's okay. But, you know, I mean, honestly, we're done with gods. We don't need them anymore. Fuck off.
We're past that.
Yeah, we're done that now. Show up, we'll shoot you. Also in biomod news, first it was China, now it's genetics. Google is in hot water with privacy advocates. This is another bullshit clause. Search giant Google has been accused of being the biggest threat to genetic privacy... for its alleged plan to create a searchable database of genetic information.
Genetic privacy.
Not to be confirmed with
genetic.
Not to be confused with like genetic hygiene or racial hygiene. No, we don't know. This is genetic privacy. Different thing. Racial hygiene was
a Nazi term.
This genetic
corporate
privacy.
Profits. Just substitute genetic privacy with corporate profits right there.
Google was presented with an award as part of Captain Hook Awards for biopiracy in Curitiba, Brazil last week. The organizers allege that Google's collaboration with Genomic Research Institute J. Craig Venter to create a searchable online database of all the genes on the planet is a clear example of biopiracy. I'm a biopirate.
I need a t-shirt.
Yar.
Make me a t-shirt.
Yar.
Biopirate.
Yar. Biopirate. You'll have a guy with an eye patch looking in a microscope.
Because you're not allowed to know what's your own genes are. Remember we did a story back a couple weeks ago about not being able to know...
A fact. It was a fact about vitamins.
Vitamins. You weren't allowed to know. The doctor wasn't allowed to tell you.
They patented a fact. Yeah, they patented the fact that, this thing is caused by vitamin D, a lack of vitamin D or something like that.
The doctor couldn't tell you that because it's patented.
And then it's a thought crime. And it was actually in court. It was shown that if he even thinks that, he's guilty of piracy.
Same thing here.
Same thing.
The genetic makeup of human body is not allowed to be searchable because somebody owns it.
Biopiracy refers to the monopolicitation of genetic resources, according to the show's organizers. It also defined as the unauthorized use of biological resources by organizations such as corporations, universities, and governments. According to the awards website, Google is guilty of biopiracy because of plans for a searchable database that could make it easier for private genetic information to be abused. You're abusing my private genetic information. Google in cooperation with Craig Venture, are developing plans to make all of our genomes Googleable.
Googleable.
To facilitate a brave new world of private genetically tailored medicines. I have no problem with that. Fuck yeah. I would like to get some medicine made for me. Take this pill, heals your eyes.
Yeah.
Thanks. Here, your children's vision is taking a shit. Take this pill, stop your child's vision from taking a shit, preventing costly and somewhat, you know, painful laser surgery later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And ribbing from your friends. Jim Thomas from ETC Groups, which is one of the organizations behind the award ceremony, said Google's recent moves around storing consumer information could land in hot water with privacy campaigns of all kinds. The new "we want to store everyone's information online" mission statement is going to be get very controversial if they extend it to genomic information. Well, I have an easy fix for that. Why don't they just, you know, ask, would you like your information to be available to Google?
So well, these are research companies that they found out that this gene does this, and they've invested $1 billion into finding this out.
Right.
And the company goes, well, doesn't want that information out because then 1,000 other companies could make the drug.
Right. And so, then we got medicine.
Cheap medicine.
And then God knows the last thing we want is cheap fucking medicine. Because then all the darkies in Africa get to stay alive rather than dying en masse.
Right. And right?
Which,
the companies,
which is what they want. Of course, they want all the darkies to die. White power all the way. It's fucking ridiculous. And people say, well, Sean, it's not about race. It is about race. It's totally about race. Don't give me that shit. This shit with the fucking, you know, these guys. Oh, yeah, we don't mind having Mexicans as slaves because they're brown. That's right. We don't care. It's all about the money. We want it, you know, it's the white man's burden. Fuck off. We need to get past that shit and understand that a human being is the most amazing machine nature has ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You give me a child from Africa and, you know, if we could, like, bring education, we could fucking... We have everything in place right now to make the world paradise. Paradise. Oh, yeah. We've got it all. We've
all
got
the technology we need.
We've got hydroponics.
Right now.
We've got the ability to grow fucking gardens in the desert. We got it all. It's all right there. Are we doing it? No. Why? Because there are certain people who claim to have...
We still need the slaves.
Yeah, you know, because we still need the slaves. We need the slaves for our current model. That's got to go, man. That's got to go. We got to get the robots up, and we got to fucking stop abusing people. We've got to make sure that we start looking after, you know, how we're increasing the population. We got to start looking into that. We got to stop looking at ourselves like, oh, everyone's born exactly the same. It's bullshit. They're not. Not everyone's born the same way. If you got genetic deficiencies, maybe you shouldn't breed because you're creating more problems. I mean, come on. This isn't even fucking, well, that's fat. No, it's common fucking sense.
That's discrimination.
It's common sense. You look at it, if we stop looking at humans, get off your fucking egotistical high horse and start looking at it like gardening, you know, we'll be able to make some logical decisions here and make the world a better place. But hey, you know, whoa, you're way off base, Sean.
That's too logical.
You're going crazy, Sean. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. Oh, it makes me nuts. It really does. Do you got anything else? Oh, today's daily hack is the do-it-yourself rebreather, which you really don't want to mess around with because there's a really good chance you'll die. But
there's a reason they're $50,000.
There's a reason why they cost 50 grand. But it was interesting. Please don't do
you
that.
You can learn from this, though.
You can learn it. Only use this, honest to God, if you really need to because there's, like, you know, aliens and stuff.
Like if you're knee-deep in water and you can stand
War
up.
War of the World scenario.
Yeah.
You know? Not even knee-deep in water, because you can fuck your lungs right up.
Yeah, you could breathe in a lungful of whatever it's mixing
for
you.
Well, it'll fuck you up later in life, and you don't know what's going to happen. Ah, it's scary shit. And that's all I got for you today. Do you have anything? Not so much?
No, not so much.
Not so much. But don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive and make informed decisions about the world. This is a free podcast brought to you by the generous donations of a shitload of people. Don't know how many I have. Didn't count the number up. I got the form. It's in the other room. But there's 41 donators for February, and we love them. If you would like to help do this, keep this weekly news broadcast on the air, please visit rammedia.ca. Click on the donate tab because, really, every little bit helps. And we need the money. We do. And that way we can keep bringing the media. It goes towards things like encouraging me to not abandon the entire process of After Now. Do you want After Now? You'll pay for it, you little fuckers. Yes, you will. It would be nice if I could do that, though. Wouldn't it be nice if I could say... Maybe
hold
I should,
After Now hostage?
Maybe, yeah, I'll sell like a minute of After Now at a time on the next season.
Until I get...
That's a little bit too Gary Gygax for me, though. Well, actually, it wasn't Gary. That was too... After Gary got fucking sued and Zeb Cook and his wife took it, then they started selling the Monster Manual page by page, and I was like...
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Wow. It was really bad. Digital baptisms today. A gaming samurai now is now known as Shindaiwa. It's the Cadillac of chainsaws. And thanks again to everyone. Their assistance gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any of their pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by KMFDM called How Rock. And I'm going to leave you with the title track, well, with the first track from that album called Free Your Hate. So until tomorrow, that is What Server Said. You got anything else?
Well, that's until next week.
Well, until next week, fine. That, well, you never know. Servers are everywhere, man. He's like God. That's why we don't
Could be
God
tomorrow.
Anymore. Anyway.
No, that's it.
What? What?
That's it.
That's it? End of life.
They're the same thugs and hoodlums that have always plagued the good.